Southern Humboldt residents can receive a dump voucher from Caltrans and Clean California tomorrow at the Garberville Town Square from 3 to 6 p.m. Caltrans, through the Clean California program instituted by Governor Gavin Newsom after the pandemic in a bid to reduce litter and put Californians back to work, has a targeted three-prong approach to cleaning up the Sunshine State. Julia Peterson, Clean California coordinator, shared details about the program.
So on Wednesday, we will be at the Garberville Town Square. And I do believe Supervisor Bushnell will be joining us, and we'll have a Caltrans Clean California pop-up tent. We do have a limited number of individually numbered vouchers to hand out. It's first come, first serve, one per household, although there's no, you don't have to prove you live where you live or anything like that. We just, if you show up and you tell us you've got a household, we'll give you a voucher. We typically run out of vouchers before the end of a voucher event. So I do recommend getting there early and we will give you a voucher. It'll say right on the voucher when you can go to the Redway transfer station.
Clean California has held several dump days throughout the region, identifying underserved areas that would benefit from dump vouchers due to economic hardships and high disposal costs. Each area has a unique need, and the voucher system was determined to be beneficial for Southern Humboldt.
So the large item dump day works for each community a little bit differently. In the Redway area, the transfer station really couldn't handle everyone coming to the transfer station with their trash on the same day. So we're going to be issuing vouchers, and there'll be a couple hundred vouchers for each of 2 weeks. So when you stop by Garberville Town Square to pick up a voucher, you can select which week you want to bring your trash. But it is good for a full load, as much as you can put in your vehicle, and the trailer's up to 15 feet.
In addition to litter removal and encouraging community cleanup, Clean California has focused on beautification projects that discourage further degradation of an area.
I don't have a lot of hard statistics, although after we painted the murals under the Samoa Bridge, the calls for service in the year after that decreased by 28% for the calls for police services. So we know that by beautifying the area, making it welcoming, and increasing pride in that particular area, it attracted more people, more usage, and did decrease crime and dumping.
There are restrictions to what can be disposed of, and those restrictions will be listed on the voucher that is good for disposing of a vehicle load or vehicle load plus up to a 15-foot trailer load of garbage at the Redway transfer station without charge.
We love our community. We love our state. The murals and the art also really improve pride in a community and make people feel part of the community.
The three-year Clean California program is coming to an end.
As Clean California is sunsetting, it was a three-year program, and it will sunset on June 30th of this year. The construction of the local grants and the beautification projects, that will continue on until those projects are finished. But we're hoping that this opportunity after the pandemic to really clean up, to experience a clean and beautiful environment, will help everyone to be encouraged to maintain it.
For those wanting to take advantage of the free dump day vouchers, they will be available tomorrow, April 10th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Garberville Town Square. For KMA News, I'm Lisa Music.